The Design for Manufacturing partnership began when School of Mines mechanical engineering instructor Aaron Lally met Stevens High School teacher Jason Reeb through a manufacturing summer camp a few years ago. Lally says Reeb was already bringing some manufacturing skills to his classroom, and the partnership seemed natural. Lally also says there's a need for engineering graduates to have the design skills that can come from a more modern take on shop class.
You know, the shop classes today don't look the same as they did 20 years ago, and you know, Jason's classes are a great example. I mean, he's doing 3D printing, laser cutting, and a lot of design software training. And our first year course is real similar, and we're teaching a lot of the same things.
The partnership between Mines and Stevens High offers students training in manually operated mills and manual machining. Students can use the machinery to cut raw materials like steel into the parts needed for their designs. That experience with the early design process can make students more efficient manufacturers in the future. Lally says at this beginning level, high schoolers can design what interests them, from mugs to coasters to catapults.
One group is doing an R2-D2 garbage can, but then conceptually, you know, it's just to get the manufacturing skills at this level, then they turn around here in the sophomore year, then they're going to design products that might be focused on energy conservation or autonomous robotry.
He says this partnership establishes vertical integration from late high school through college engineering programs and then into the workforce. The Design for Manufacturing partnership with Stevens High School is underway this semester. Lally says he hopes to establish partnerships with other Rapid City schools in the future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.